This is SDPB's coronavirus news for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Susie Hansen. Governor Kristi Noem says the state can begin processing high-risk COVID-19 test results again today. The state lab received a shipment this morning of the chemicals used to evaluate virus samples. The latest numbers released shortly before noon Central Time show 385 test results pending. That's up from 350 yesterday. The South Dakota Department of Health said yesterday the state lab will continue to triage test samples according to priority levels listed on the department's website. The official count shows 11 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, including one death. There have been 551 negative tests so far. The big health systems on either side of South Dakota are taking opposite approaches to the public visibility of drive-through sampling for COVID-19. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Megan Ball is a medical laboratory scientist. She was standing alone in the parking lot Wednesday afternoon at a Monument Health urgent care clinic in Rapid City. That's where Monument Health is doing its drive-through sampling for COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Patients have to call their physician first. If the physician determines testing for COVID-19 is warranted, the patient may be sent to the drive-through sampling area. When patients drive up, they find Ball dressed in protective gear. She confirms their identity and inserts what amounts to an extra-long Q-tip up their nose to obtain a sample. To patients, she says it feels like the Q-tip is
kind of touching your brain. Their eyes water, and they kind of cough. They don't like it. It's very uncomfortable.
But it's over in a moment. The whole visit takes only about 5 minutes. It all happens in a parking lot alongside Jackson Boulevard. That's one of the busiest streets in Rapid City. Several temporary signs clearly advertise the spot as the place for drive-through COVID-19 sampling. Monument Health announced the location to the public and is planning a similar operation in Spearfish. On the eastern side of the state, the Avera and Sanford health systems are taking a different approach. They both have drive-through sampling, but they refuse to say on the record where the sampling is or even what cities they're offering it in. Both say they're afraid of being overwhelmed by people wanting sampling without a physician's referral. Supplies for testing the samples are already scarce, so sampling everywhere is being limited to people whose physicians say they need it. But the Rapid City sampling site has not been overwhelmed. So far, Ball says only a few people have shown up expecting to be sampled without a physician's okay. She politely tells them they need to call a physician first. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
And the nonprofit Working Against Violence, Inc., or WAVI, offers a safe place for women and children in dangerous, abusive, and unsafe situations. The staff is taking precautions to help ensure that COVID-19 doesn't put their residents in harm's way. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
People seeking shelter at the WAVI facility live in close proximity with each other, and staff have to move in and out of the building. Christina Simmons is WAVI's development director. She says they're following CDC recommendations and practicing social distancing so they can continue to help people who are in crisis regardless of the pandemic.
Internally, we have limited foot traffic in and out as far as the type of donations we're taking. We have a limited list that we post on our Facebook page and our Instagram weekly. We're asking people to come to the back door, and then a staff member will greet you to graciously accept that donation. We are also wiping down the shelter, sanitizing 3 times a day, all the doors, highly used areas. So our advocates have been extremely busy just making sure that everything is clean and sanitized, and then also educating our clients.
Simmons says the nonprofit is changing its guidelines to keep up with new CDC recommendations. They're discussing long-term plans for the facility to handle the virus.
People are in the same home, and you have people, they may be laid off or furloughed. And that stress, it's not an excuse for abuse, but it does fuel that anger and tension. And then when anger and tension rises in the home where you feel isolated, we can see an increase in violence and in need for services. So it's almost like a domino effect. So again, it's just something we're preparing for. I'm not saying that it will happen, but it's a potential.
Simmons says WAVI is discussing how to ensure placement for current and incoming victims as the pandemic continues. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
South Dakota's congressional delegation is reacting to the bipartisan rescue packages passed to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. As SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, they're working on a third package that includes cash payments to individual Americans.
Moments after voting on a second stimulus package on the Senate floor, South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune says the Senate is studying a third and even larger relief package. Thune says the one approved Wednesday ensures any American who needs a coronavirus test will get one at no cost. It also gives tax credits to employers and provides direct assistance to American workers. The next one, Thune says, will focus on economic impacts of the coronavirus.
I'm hoping we'll bring some stability and not only to the incomes of people across this country who are being hurt by this, but also to the market. And so we're following what's happening out there, and we realize that so much of what happens in the market has to do with people having confidence in the future. And I think we understand that we've got a role to play in helping to restore that confidence.
Despite the second package and movement on a third, the markets continue to plunge. It's estimated the third legislative package will total around $1 trillion. South Dakota U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson says Congress has acted quickly and in a strong bipartisan manner. He says he suspects that will happen with a third package of economic relief as well.
I will admit to some irritation that we focus so much on Wall Street and so much on the big industries of cruise ships and airlines and oil and gas people. I've been far more interested and far more active in the last 2 weeks of talking to my colleagues about, what about everybody else?
Johnson says well-represented industries in D.C. get taken care of, but he says he's focused on helping small and medium businesses, ag producers, and retirees who are the backbone of the country and South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Social distancing practices are causing events to be postponed or canceled. This is affecting musicians who rely on gigs to pay their bills. Mark Joseph is a blues artist from the Twin Cities who's postponed his South Dakota tour dates that accompany the release of his new album.
Well, we've never seen anything quite like it. Obviously, it's forced us to have to reschedule many, many dates and tours. Now it's hard to say at this point how far out it's going to go. My Black Hills dates that were supposed to be this week are currently rescheduled to May 5 through 9 in the spring here. But, it's hard to say where things are sort of going to go back to any kind of normalcy, I guess. It's been a major, major impact.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook. And check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.